the immortal words of Homer. Donuts. This is Sandra Tsinglo with the Lowdown on Science. What's today's most common eating disorder? Binge eating. And it's a major health crisis, more prevalent than breast cancer and HIV. Scientists are hard at work trying to find a solution. Enter Chaobing Zhang and Anthony Vandenpoel, neuroscientists at Yale University. They're hoping to pinpoint areas in the brain that affect binge eating. The researchers suspected a brain region known as the subthalamus might be involved. Why? Because stimulating this region to treat movement disorders causes some patients to overeat. Does this mean the subthalamus could actually control the urge to overeat? They tested mice to find out. Some mice had their subthalamus stimulated and others did not. After 10 minutes, the stimulated mice ate 9 times more food than the others. After 2 weeks, they were 32% heavier than their non-binging buddies. The researchers concluded that an overactive subthalamus does trigger binge eating. Future treatments that calm a hyperactive subthalamus could help suppress the urge to binge. Can't help reaching for more donuts? Blame your noodle.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.